What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another edition of the Sam Dale Academy Show. I'm your host, Samson Dale. And today I would like to bring an interesting topic to the show. I want to talk about recovery. And some of you guys might find this extremely boring. Some of you guys might find this extremely exciting, engaging. But the whole goal is just to spread the message. I just want to scale the message a little bit further because in today's society, and this is just my own opinion, I think that there's way too much stimulus going on with these athletes. I really feel, and this is just coming from a performance coach, that players are learning almost too much about training and not enough about recovery. So it's this weird balance of stimulus and recovery. And I think if we were to have a scale or a continuum of stimulus being on the left and recovery being on the right, we're way too over on the stimulus side. We've got to move it more towards the center. And the reason I say that, the reason I'm telling you guys this, is because players are getting hurt left and right. There are ankle injuries increasing every year. We have health issues. When are we going to teach players how to rest? And it's such an underrated quality in today's society. So one of the things that we offer at Sam Dale Academy is teaching players how to actually recover. And there's a couple components that tie in with that. One of the pillars that we talk about is mindfulness. I think mindfulness is one of the most important qualities an athlete, not just an athlete, but an elite athlete can possess. Mindfulness to me, and to SDA, to most of you guys, really just means controlling your body, controlling your mind, controlling your thoughts, controlling your emotions. Okay, it's a mental, physical, emotional, psychological approach to training, because sometimes there's quality and then there's quantity. And right now we want to talk about quality over quantity, because a lot of times if I go into a gym, and now we're talking about basketball and drills and skills, I'll see kids do 18 different ball handling drills. But does that necessarily transfer to the game? That's an argumentative point there, or a question that I raise. But I want you to think about your team and your practice, and whether or not are all those drills really helping that player perform and achieve peak performance, which is what I'll get onto later for athletes. You know, there's a quote that Bruce Lee once said, and it says, "Strip away the unessentials." Now, what does that mean to me? Well, as a coach, as a performance coach, trainer, I really want to focus on quality work. Almost that less is more. So we really focus on a holistic approach, not just from drills and skills, but we're trying to combine elite training and not just elite training, but quality health practices in the same space. And quality health practices obviously entails mindfulness, readiness, obviously the training components in there, recovery. All these factor into producing the best athlete possible. And not just in life, but on the court, in the classroom, wherever. So if you're interested, obviously I just said a lot, just check out our website at samdaleacademy.com and you can find out more information. Now, back to the recovery thing and stimulus. I think one of the problems that I'm seeing in the training industry right now is that there's this competition between coaches and who has almost like the most options out of a drill. And options meaning, okay, if this kid does a crossover, how many more combinations can he do out of that crossover move? Whereas a lot of the issues with that, at least to me, is we're teaching the kid almost too many options as opposed to just teaching him one simple move and making the right read and the right decision out of that move every single time. And that focuses more on consistency. So I'm not knocking on any trainers, but you know, there's always room for simplicity, just simple drills and executing those drills. So anyway, not to talk your ear off, but I think one of the things that separates Samdale Academy is that it's not just about training, it's about the recovery. And we want kids to take the quality health practices and routines that we're going to show them, not just to do them at our clinic, but in their own practices. So, for example, AAU is a big thing right now. We want a child or kid, teenager, whatever, they can be at the highest level in the AAU circuit. They should understand what to do between those games, or what to do before that big championship game, or what to do after the game. Instead of kind of, you know, a lot of times, and this is just off of experience, I know in AAU, obviously, it's one game to the next, but how many times do you catch yourself, you know, as I'm talking to former players now, or players currently, how many times do you catch yourself losing a game or winning, and then immediately hopping on the bus to the next game, not even worried about what your body feels and what it needs, and you go snag a Gatorade from the Gatorade machine or eat some just snacks in between games, and then you kind of feel like crap? Are you really optimizing your game? You know, maybe you can find time. My solution to that would be maybe you find time to meditate for 5 or 10 minutes before your day starts, to at least allow yourself to hone in on what's important for that particular day. Or instead of maybe grabbing Gatorade, you just drink some coconut water and stretch. Just do some active stretching in between games. Put some music on, just relax. So just little things like that I don't think are really being enforced. And as coaches, we're so focused on our own image and our own success column between wins and losses, we're losing sight of the process. And if kids aren't enjoying the process as much as the outcome, then we're in for some trouble. So obviously, I don't want to make a huge point out of this. We'll go more into detail into some future podcasts about recovery. I just wanted to touch up a little bit about it and give my perspective. And if you're very, very interested, please email me or contact me for more information, and I'll be glad to talk. So stay tuned, y'all. Peace and love. I'm out.